Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Raheel, along with Dell. Lance will join us at about 9 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. Switching roles because Lance texted us at 4:38 this morning and said, just got done. 4:38 this morning, he finished his mock draft. And I got to go to his site. You know what? We can't waste it, right, guys? Yeah, somebody has to look at it before tonight's draft. So it might as well be us, right? Am I right?
Well, it's not up because I looked at his NFL.com page, like with everything he's tagged in, and the last thing that has him tagged in was his mock draft 3.0, where he nailed every pick. By the way, I mean he was just on fire, and by fire I mean it was like most mock drafts, you try your hardest, and then draft day arrives, and guess what happens? Teams finally make their pick and go, oh, we were just playing a smokescreen game with a lot of people.
But this one went according to Hoyle at the beginning. I mean, it was dead on what everybody thought. From Tua to Okuda and Derek Brown. I mean, it was like, well, this is what everybody said was going to happen all the way, at the beginning anyway. And,
yeah,
you know,
well,
no,
Lance,
really no
Lance
huge surprises.
Yeah.
No huge surprises like, you know, the Bears trade up for Trubisky or nothing stupid like yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. And when Lance joins us at 9 o'clock, we'll give him the business and have some fun with it. But Okuda going 3, that was not predicted by Lance. But I didn't see his rest, like the remaining rounds 2 to 7 mock drafts or round 2 mock draft yet. I guess I'll publish that a little bit later. But all props to him, man. Look, you got to grind it out in this industry, and my dude was up till 4:38, as you mentioned. So props to him, and then we'll hear from him a little bit later on. We were all texting last night. Wasn't that nice talking about actual sports and having a thread and roasting people? Man, it felt good.
Yeah, well, I couldn't really. I really had a hard time because I had so much pizza sauce. I ate so much sausage and pepperoni all over because the Texans sent me a pizza to watch the draft. Oh, you know what? They can't bribe me. You know what, Texans? You can't bribe me, even though you are the greatest organization ever that I've ever seen. Never make any mistakes, especially with your trades that are excellent. But if you think that a pizza is going to change my opinion of you, not only that, but they sent my wife a cooler with a case of beer in it. Case of
what?
Beer. Yeah. Yeah, because they said, I guess they sent that to all the Channel 13 has a suite, and so she got it. She got the case of beer, and there's a case of beer that the greatest organization in all the sports sent me. To my wife, and I took that.
Unbelievable.
Over. Yeah.
Unbelievable, so, that you got a pizza.
I got a pizza and a case of beer to watch the draft. Yeah, that's right. From the greatest organization ever in the history of football. That's
now,
right.
Is that when they sent the pizza, John, to a lot of media members, was it in that pizza, like, was there a note attached that said, hey, guys, can you guys please say that we're going to try to move into the first round so we can get the fan base excited? Hey, guys,
no,
we're really trying here.
Didn't
and anybody
that.
With any kind of football sense goes, wait, how are you guys going to get into the first round? Who are you going to give up? Because JJ's not worth a first, is he? Is JJ plus the second rounder worth moving up?
No, they don't have to do that here. They don't have to do that when they're the greatest organization. They don't have to beg people to like them. It's just what that's who they are. It's what they do. That's my team right there, okay? So I want you to stop talking about J.J., the greatest player in the history of football? Okay, thanks. All right, stop. Well, stop already.
You had one taste of Toro sausage, and look at you.
It's not Toro sausage. It was Papa John's, and it was delicious, okay? Papa John's. Yeah, listen. Yeah, just because he's throwing N-bombs around, I don't care. The Texans sent me a free pizza. I'm all good, okay? It's like you guys with Chick-fil-A, all right? And your spicy chicken sandwich. Yeah,
no,
sure.
No, we buy our Chick-fil-A. We buy it. We're not sent Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, they don't send us Chick-fil-A and tell us, hey, could you tell people that we've kind of relaxed our views on alternative lifestyles? We don't get those type of bribes.
No, but you pay for it, which is even worse.
No, they've already spoken out and said, hey, look, we don't really feel that way anymore. So you know what? They did actually. So you know what? I feel really good. I felt really good yesterday morning knowing I didn't have to come to work. Got up at like, I don't know, 8 o'clock, drove to Chick-fil-A, got a spicy chicken bagel, egg and cheese. And I was like, you know what? This feels great because I know Chick-fil-A now has a different understanding about how some lifestyles should be accepted. And I was like, and even better, I don't have to lie about the Texans.
Well, how about this? I haven't heard Papa John throwing any N-bombs around lately. Oh, so there. So eat the pizza.
Because he can't.
Yeah,
he can't. He has so much pizza in his mouth.
Yeah, just like you.
My dude is eating a pizza every single day. That's why.
I know, right?
He can't say it anymore.
John was texting last night, and everything was garbled because the pizza sauce is getting in between his fingers and on the phone.
Yeah, I got pizza sauce all over because my Texan sent me a pizza.
They're not your Texans. Don't you feel bad that they're your
Toro
Texans?
Got Toro sausage.
No.
Yeah. How did you love Toro in your mouth?
No, it wasn't Toro. It was Papa John's deliciousness is what it was.
Well, you don't know where those sausages came from.
Yeah. Oh, maybe a little jealousy over there because you didn't get a free pizza from the team.
No, I did. The Texan sent me a full-on pepperoni pizza the day before Ramadan. No, I'm joking.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. Don't lie about my team.
I was hoping they would send me a pepperoni and sausage pizza so I could light them up on Twitter. Like, hey, guys, the day before Ramadan, is this what we're doing here?
Happy Ramadan, guys. You guys getting totally trashed tonight to celebrate? Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally trashed. Thank you. Good night. That's right. That's what's happening. Huh? That's from Art.
That was from Art, a.k.a.
Is that what we're doing tonight?
Tyler's bitch.
Is that what we're doing
tonight? No, I'm not doing that tonight. We're not doing that tonight.
By the way, he is. Oh, Tyler got him yesterday in.
Yeah, Dell. You missed it.
Throw Shade Thursday. Tyler got him. Yep.
I didn't miss it.
You heard it?
No. I mean, I just didn't miss it. There's no chance I would have missed it because I was probably in the middle of a nap. So I'll tell you guys one thing. I don't miss anything that happens on the show when I'm not here. Nothing.
I don't miss it. Means you didn't hear it.
No. Miss it means, I miss you. No.
No.
It happened and I didn't miss it. Isn't that what missing it means?
No. Mm-hmm. No. Don't you want to keep up with the storylines?
Uh-uh. No. Not at all.
you're part of the show.
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm a part-timer.
Man.
So all right. Well, Dell is, look at him. He's feisty again, you see, because he got two he tanked for Tua, and guess what happened?
No, it's more about, everyone being wrong and all the draft people being like, well, I think the Dolphins are going to trade up a couple spots to take a tackle, or they're just going to take a tackle at 5. You don't destroy your team in 2019 to take a tackle, and you certainly don't do it for Justin Herbert. So I just sat back and was like, whatever.
Wait a minute. Whoa, yes. What?
You don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Our great team here did that. That's exactly what our great team did.
Well,
they gave up two first-rounders and a second-rounder for a tackle.
No, that's different. They weren't rebuilding. They're going all in. They're going all in. That's different. The Dolphins were rebuilding. The Texans were going all in. They went all in.
No, the Texans did not go all in. They needed that left tackle, and that's exactly what the price is, two firsts and a second, because you can't draft a tackle – like yesterday, all these teams did.
Yeah.
You can't possibly draft a left tackle that is going to be any good. So forget about it. This is the way you build a team. Two firsts and a second for a tackle that wants a boatload of money. That's what you do.
Well, okay, to be fair, they would have been picking at 26, right? The Texans, if they hadn't traded that pick to Miami.
Well, who knows what would happen without Laremy Tunsil. But, yeah, let's just say they're drafting at 26. Yeah.
Let's just play that game. The tackles that were left, you had Isaiah Wilson was on the board. And, look, you can move up. Would it have cost more to move up in the first round to, get in the top 15? Like, what would the price have been? Because the price, you saw a few teams move up yesterday, and it was, I think, a fourth rounder. Sometimes it was a second and a fourth, I believe. So the price varies, but how much would it have cost the Texans if they had stayed pat to move up yesterday and try to get one of the big tackles? And then, as you guys mentioned in your sports map video the other day, would that tackle have been worth more than Laremy Tunsil? Like, who would you rather have at that point?
I think you have to talk about the tackle plus whoever else you're drafting, because it wasn't just. You gave up a first rounder and a second, and obviously the other first rounder. So it's not just the first rounder you'd be using on a tackle. What would you be using that other first rounder on? What would you be using that second rounder on to make the selection? So, but I get where you're going, that you're probably not getting the level of player at 26 that you got in Laremy Tunsil, but that doesn't mean you had to give up all the capital to get him.
Fair. But you're also paying the premium for a guy that's proven, right?
Like, yeah, that's part of it.
That's part of it. And I'm not agreeing with the disagreeing. I'm just trying to raise up the other side of it. Like, what would have happened yesterday? And again, there's a lot of what ifs involved in that. Maybe they like a guy and they move up and it costs them another first rounder, or it costs them something more, right? We don't know. But just wanted to ask you guys what you think would have happened if they would have not made that trade last year with the Dolphins.
Well, I, I'm not going to be hypocritical. I've said a thousand times, you've got to protect. That was number one priority last offseason, was to protect Deshaun Watson, and they did it. The offensive line is better, and it will get better with Howard being healthy. With quite frankly, the offensive line is set and is pretty good. So what you did, you're paying for it. There's no question about it. And you probably overpaid a little bit. And you didn't sign him when you should have, and all of those things. We know all of those things. But, no, you got yourself a good offensive line. Was it a little expensive? Yeah, probably. It was probably a little bit more expensive. And you had to do it because you hadn't taken care of your business before. And, and all of a sudden your franchise quarterback is going to die because he's got cracked ribs every time he gets tackled because you don't have anybody to protect him. And so it was a move that you almost had to make because you forced yourself into that, just like you forced yourself into all the cornerbacks that you had to sign to one-year deals and all of the crap that you've had to do, because it just seems like, we don't make knee-jerk reactions? Yeah, we don't make knee-jerk decisions. Yes, you do, because you forced yourself into knee-jerk decisions because of the poor, piss-ass, poor planning that you guys do constantly.
I'm just glad the Dolphins made picks that allowed for this conversation to happen as opposed to the one John wanted. John really wanted the Dolphins to take Justin Herbert so he could use, I don't know, the first 30 minutes of the show when he wasn't choking on leftover pizza to take shots at me. But I'm telling you, the same guy who bilked Bill O'Brien out of picks wasn't taking Justin Herbert. No one likes Justin Herbert except for the Chargers.
Well, I was just praying to I prayed to Allah. I prayed to God. I prayed to Buddha. I prayed to everybody that the Dolphins would take Justin Herbert just so your life would be miserable.
I told you it wasn't going to happen. I told you it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
No one.
Well, I know.
I told
you. My prayers weren't answered.
So maybe God likes me more than he likes you.
Maybe it was just coming from a bad place.
No. It certainly was.
It was coming from place of hatred.
God knows, right? Dell's not a sellout. You sold out for a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
No, three slices.
How many
of pizza.
Pieces of silver did
three
you?
Slices.
Three pieces of silver slash pizza you sold out for?
Three slices of pizza, okay? And they weren't racist in the least.
I don't know, with all those toppings, it might have been like $30, like 30 pieces of silver. John, God don't like sellouts.
No, God said, oh, and there shall be pizza today. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean.
Okay.
With Toro sausage.
Right. And it's and we are partying. I got a case of beer to celebrate Ramadan. Let's go.
That's not
it's
how it
a
works.
Party.
And to so, me,
no, that's not.
That's not how it works. And by the way, it's Papa John's pizza, too, so.
It was delicious.
Was it?
Okay.
Papa John's, you need
hey,
like.
Hey, somebody get the garlic sauce.
Oh, I did. Trust me. The garlic sauce was on there. And, oh, so it was Italian. Had Italian sausage. Had garlic sauce. Oh, no racism involved. Thank you. Good night.
Yeah, when I think about Italians and sausage, you're like, you know what I think? No racism. Pure racial diversity.
Racism. No.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. No. But the Italians. It's the Italians. Mm. All right.
Hey, look at all these toppings. We perfectly balance the flavors. Now put garlic sauce all over it.
Look, our pizza's so good. We've added we've added pretty much a pint of garlic sauce for you to eat it.
Yeah,
look at that jalapeno.
You know what? You know what though? The garlic sauce gets hard fast. You open it up.
Oh, yeah.
Look, it's creamy garlic sauce. And then you're like, hey, you're trying to stab it into it. It's really hard right now. What the hell happened?
We've got all these premium toppings. We don't put a pizza out unless we consider it an 8. But you know what we will do? We'll let you dump it in condiments to make it something you can eat. Garlic sauce.
Papa John's now offers farm fresh organic toppings made here locally. But you know what makes it really good? The garlic
the
sauce.
The processed garlic sauce that we make in vats.
Sunday.
That's right. It's Smoking US 30 with the big ones. Right. All right. 716 ESPN 97.5. Just getting it. See how stupid it is when Lance isn't here? Do you see how stupid? We could be having good conversation about the draft, but instead this. So that's what you get until 9 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Any thoughts? Lance is going to join us at about 9. He didn't get to bed until 4. Well, we know he was up at 4:38. Up at 4:38 because we got the text from him, an update on his sleep. So he will be with us a little bit later. Oh, sorry, Lance, you have to work right now. Oh, that's right. That's why you get paid by the NFL. It's to work on the NFL draft. It's your time. It's your weekend. Okay? I've got the NFL. Did you guys see him? He wasn't on right away, after the draft.
Yeah. I only saw Steve Smith and who else was with him? I was blanking on.
Yeah, another player. Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael was it? No,
it was somebody else.
Yeah, it was somebody else.
Whoever it was. I saw them, and then I even stayed for the second broadcast. I recorded it. I didn't go back this morning to watch if they played anything else after the rerun, but... I didn't see Lance, and I checked NFL.com, so I don't know if they're going to post this stuff today, if it's going to be somewhere else, but I didn't see it. What did you think about the broadcast overall real quickly?
I thought it was good. You know, Goodell was a good – sir, please, stop trying
He's
to
He's a robot,
cheer.
Right?
You know, so all of those were taped anyway, right?
The fans?
Yeah. There's no way they
were
that.
Not.
There's no way they could have done that live because
I thought to go ahead. Sorry.
Well, do you know somebody to drop their pants or something or throw double rods at them or something that would have been? There's absolutely no way they could have all of those fans, 20 whatever it was. A fan sitting in those boxes from every team times 32 teams. Well, not 32 because there's some teams that didn't have a first-round pick. I don't know who they are, but they didn't. So are you telling me that they trusted all of those fans to be on live television? I don't know.
That's what I thought, too. It would make sense to have it recorded and just feed it in. But if you go back and watch the Packers pick, when they announced Jordan Love in the upper row, the third guy, the look of disappointment that he had was real. That wasn't a recorded thing. That was like, what? Why are we taking Jordan Love here? What's happening? So I don't know. Maybe some of them could have been recorded in the front end, but the reactions to the picks were legit. Unless they recorded the picks earlier too, I don't know.
No, they didn't record the picks earlier.
Yeah,
I don't know. All I saw was everybody cheer. I didn't see one guy's look of disappointment. I don't know. Maybe that guy was just acting. I don't know. Because they told everybody, "Hey, act like your team just got picked." I don't know. I just don't feel like you could have all of those people in all and have everybody behave. There would be some idiot that just dropped trow right there.
I don't think they just pulled, like, obviously they didn't pull random fans. They probably had the teams pick, I don't know, their super fans. And, hey, do you want to do this? So they might have had at least some control about, because, you know, some super fans, they're going to put on the helmet, they're going to wear the jersey, all those things, and they're in on their team. So I could see it being live. I don't know what the screening process would have been, but if you just dive into the Texans, well, they hate Bill O'Brien, but if you dive into the Texans season ticket holder base and their premium fans, I imagine they could get 25 people who would just be like, yeah, Texans, let's go, let's go, let's go. I could get to be on TV.
Well, I guess that could be. That could well be. They're really good fans. But, you know, he didn't never turned around for Saints fans. He just said, screw you, I'm not turning around. But the whole, hey, cheered it up. I mean, come on, Roger Goodell, really? I mean,
dude, he's a robot. He has no feel for the room.
No, he really is. We were talking about it. He is a corporate executive, isn't he? He is.
Yeah.
He is. It's a perfect. He's like the perfect CEO for a tech company or some crap or something. You know, or
no,
or
tech company
Walmart.
Dudes are cool.
Yeah, right.
He's
or
like
Walmart.
like a financial institution. Right. My dude here is old, like, you know, old school company that is really buttoned up, and he's still hitting the dab. Like, he goes, hey, look, guys, I'm cool. Look at this, guys. And, you know, the players
like
and the
does?
Fans are like, what? No, like Lance Lance hits it from a place of love. Oh. Roger Goodell hits it from a place of trying to be cool.
Dell, how about that opinion?
What Lance does is atrocious. I don't know what Reveal's talking about. Roger Goodell, you could swap him out for the Wells Fargo exec, and he fit right in.
Yeah. Ooh, the Wells Fargo exec. Oh, my goodness. You could switch him out for Kushner. What? Oh, no.
Kushner has a level
don't
of...
Don't put that on him.
Yeah, Kushner has a level of Omen 2 that I won't put on Roger Goodell. I know people hate him, but he's not the Antichrist.
Hey, by the way, I'm coming up right now on Channel 26. Anybody wants to watch? Let's go. I'm coming up, me and Nate.
You are
me
right now? Look at you.
Yeah. Me and Nate. The one right
I
now.
Thought the broadcast was awesome. I went in with the most skepticism. I was like, this is going to suck. This is going to be horrible. But it was smooth. I enjoyed it. It was actually a fun broadcast to me. And again, I I'm also on Twitter at the same time. I'm having fun following people's opinions and jokes and all that. But they were good with it. The cutaways are nice. The stories are good. ABC's feed was like, hey, let's put the saddest stuff on right
gosh.
Now after every pick. Come
wow.
on. Can we celebrate? Can we have a fun story?
No, I know. With the sister that needed the transfusion and the, I mean, there were so many. It was like,
dude.
Oh, my goodness. Can't do all, my wife looked at me. She goes, do all of these kids come from a tough, isn't there anybody that, like, I guess Joe Burrow and hugging dad won. He hugged dad first, right? And then he hugged mom. But, my goodness. Oh, yeah. And oh, yeah. 9-plus people was destroyed with the second pick, right? Chase Young. I think they had 10 people in there.
I didn't see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see the count on that one.
Yeah, 9-plus people was destroyed early on in the process. I think it was Chase Young's. But yeah, you're right. There was sad story after sad. You're just like, oh my goodness, this poor kid. Oh my goodness, this Dude. Poor kid.
I was like, oh my gosh, another another dead dad story. I was like, no, please don't tell me. You're like, yeah. No, man, this is heartbreaking.
Yeah, Austin Jackson, who the Dolphins picked, he donated bone marrow for his sister. And, like, apparently throughout the season, people were questioning his strength. If I'm Austin Jackson, yeah, you think I was a little weak? Before the season, I was giving bone marrow to my sister. So, yeah, I might have had some strength problems, mm-hmm. all those things. I mean, even the way the draft started, like, they did the whole they're paying tribute to the first responders and nurses and the COVID-19. And a lot of people were like, guys, we're here because this is the one distraction we might have from all this. Can we get to the picks? Because I feel like we're watching CNN or Fox News or whatever news service you get. I'm here for something else besides anything I can look at on any other channel. So there were some downer moments.
Oh, absolutely. All right, when we come back, hey, the Texans actually have a pick today. So let's take a look at the best available and who you want. 713-780-3776. Anybody got some thoughts? Number 40 overall today. And there's some guys out there that are interesting. We'll see if they what the Texans are going to do. Our Texans, our great, great Texans team, is going to be picking today. So and you know what? It really wasn't interesting yesterday to pick. Today was the day that everybody is looking to the second round picks. That's the most important thing. So we'll talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, you got John Clay Wolf? He's here? Our friend?
Whoa.
Hello. Hey, John Clay Wolf.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, your phone sucks again. Can you hear us? Yeah, your phone really sucks, dude.
Everybody's dying, and we're buying people's cars. If you just pass away, we'll buy your car, even though everybody else is closed.
Yeah, we got some of that. Oh, yeah. Everybody's dying, but John Clay Wolf will still buy your car, is what he said.
That's what I took from it, yes.
That's what I got out of it, yeah. Not everybody's dying. There are people that are still alive, and they still need to sell their car. And if you need to sell your car, you sell it to Jean-Clay Wolf. Now, you'll be able to hear him better tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5. He's going to do his show. All his buddies are on the show, and they laugh, and they joke, and they have a lot of fun. If you haven't heard the show, you really do need to hear it. But they also buy cars. You can call him up. And it's amazing. It really is amazing. He talks about each, and he knows, you know, is it a sport? Is it a dually? Is it have automatic? He knows everything about every single car. It's really amazing. And so if you are looking to sell your car, this is the guy. Prices aren't great right now, okay, because we have an epidemic and a pandemic, and the car industry is on a downward spiral. But he's going to give you still the most you can get for your car at GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Tyler says it was definitely live. You could hear tell the fans, okay, go, before they were on a few times. Actually, you heard some countdowns. Did you hear that? Okay, Commissioner 5.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you heard some of that. But relatively clean, relatively clean. You know, for how difficult that is to everybody being in different places. I mean, Wingo with seven guys or six guys that he had with him. They stepped on each other a couple of times. All of the, and you had to get to Goodell at a certain time. And he's, you know, and it's not easy to coordinate that. And they did a heck of a job, especially. You know, had to plan it, all of the graphics that they had to put together. I mean, not much set work because, you know, well, there were a few sets, but not much set work. Man, it was well done. What do you think the ratings are going to be from last night? All combined, NFL, ABC, and ESPN. Yeah.
Let me look up last year's because I want to get a. Do you have last year's by any chance?
Mm-mm.
I gotta look that up because I want to know the bar for 2020. Let me look that up.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. We had the conversation yesterday. Lance didn't think it was going to be all that great. I think it's going to be pretty good. I think it's going to be pretty good because you had a captive audience. You had all these cities that were interested. Even if your city, you know, like us. I mean, did you guys watch the whole thing?
I watched. I got in about pick five because I was out front playing with the neighbors and hanging out. And one of my neighbors, he's a huge Browns fan. So he had the draft on in his garage so I could hear it, but I didn't make appointment, you know, TV or anything like that. I just got in when I got in, and I was following it on my phone. I was shooting hoops and just hanging out. And then I got in, and I started watching from there, and I enjoyed it. It was fun. I truly had a fun time watching it because it was nice to have the back and forth. It was actually a good broadcast, as I mentioned earlier and as you mentioned. And then there was, you know, there wasn't much intrigue and trades or anything like that, but at least it was still a good draft. Like there were some good storylines from it.
There were a lot of good storylines, and you know, they try to tug at your heartstrings all the time. I mean, and there were some stories you're like, oh my goodness, good Lord, this kid, what a great kid. So who are the Texans? Okay, you got a list of players available. Here's the best available according to NFL.com. Xavier McKinney, the safety. They're not going to do that. He'll probably be gone anyway by the 40th. You got DeAndre Swift, Ezra Cleveland, offensive tackle out of Boise. Ross Blacklock out of TCU, a defensive tackle. Now, that could be somebody that they would look at. J.K. Dobbins, Antoine Whitfield, T. Higgins, A.J. Epinesa, a defensive end out of Iowa. I think he's more a 4-3 guy. Gross Matos has been tied to the Texans before. I don't know. We'll see. I think he could probably play in the 3-4. Grant Delpit out of LSU, overrated. Zach Bond, outside linebacker out of Wisconsin, really good player. Josh Jones, Trayvon Diggs, the corner. Justin Matabuike, he's fallen for some reason. I think something about his strength. That was something Lance dropped something about that yesterday. Jordan Elliott, another defensive tackle out of Missouri. I'm going defensive tackle.
Well, the players, I mean, they matter, but who knows what the Texans value as far as position. What position do you want to hear called?
Probably defensive tackle, if you want to know the truth. I mean, losing DJ Reader, where you've got just a bunch of guys right now, do you really need to bolster that defensive line? Outside pass rush would be perfect. Okay, that would be awesome. But he's got to be a Sam, because Whitney's got the will. So he's got to be a Sam that can rush the passer. And I don't know. I don't know that you're really gonna find that, if you want to know the truth. Big, strong. You know what the teams covet? Big, strong, quick outside pass rushers. So yeah, I don't know that they're available at 40 anymore. I'm pretty sure. He was gone at 2. So
yeah, I'm good with anybody on the defensive line. Anybody. You need help there the most. And, you know, with secondary, I don't know if there's any good guys left in terms of immediate impact. You might have a guy in there for, you know, a handful of plays. A defensive lineman can add to this team right away. And I don't know who it's going to be, who they value the most, or what position they value as well. But somebody on the defensive line needs to be drafted at 40.
Yeah. Now, would you feel all that terrible if it was Trayvon Diggs, a corner, or Jalen Johnson, another corner? I think that would be acceptable behavior, no?
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm okay with that, but how much do you really expect a corner to play this year as opposed to a lineman?
A corner would play this year.
How much though? You know?
Well, I mean,
I know there's gonna be injuries
now. I mean, are you saying you can't improve on on Gary and Conley or Lonnie Johnson or Eric Murray? Or are you saying, I mean, you know, you got Roby in the fold, but are you sure that you can't, the rest of the guys are tutti frutti? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying what's going to happen is, unless there's injuries, which, okay, let me rephrase, there will be injuries in the secondary. That's going to happen. And you're going to put a corner out there. Look, Lonnie Johnson is the comparable one because of where he was drafted last year. How good was he? And again, they're different players and all that.
Different players.
Do you usually find a corner that can make an impact in the second round? And on this team, have you had that?
How about you draft well? How about you draft well? Because Richard Sherman was found in the fifth round.
But we're saying with this team's history.
And, you know, how about you draft well? That you did your homework absolutely. And you find a guy that's a diamond in the rough.
Yeah, if you
if you have a history of that.
Well, yeah, that's the to John's point. If you set aside past history and other things, you can find a legit cornerback in the second round that can help you. I mean, Xavien Howard, who is now the second highest, maybe the third highest paid corner, was a second round pick by the Dolphins. Those guys can be found. You can just go around the league and look at rosters and go second rounder or further down in the draft. To Raheel's point, do I think the Texans are capable? No. But it shouldn't be hard. It's your first pick. You know that's the this is your pick. It's like their first rounder. So if I'm trying to spin it positively, maybe they've drilled down on a corner that they expect to be there, and this is the guy because they've only been able to look at second rounders for what the last
right.
I don't know, 8-9 months.
They should be well maybe Bill O'Brien was trying to get up into the first round, Dell. I don't know if you heard.
Yeah, with what, as we talked about earlier. What were they going to use to get in the first round?
A first, their second this year, and two firsts in 2025 and 2028.
Do you think they tried to use three meat lovers to send to Dallas for a first round pick? I mean, since they're sending out all these pizzas, do you think they tried to entice Jerry Jones on his yacht with a couple Papa John's pizzas?
You don't think that would be something that someone would want?
Well, if you were a GM, you would do it because we've seen
how. I would do it right now.
We heard you in that first segment about how much you love the Texans, so certainly you would.
Yeah, yeah. Did they send you a pizza?
No, because they already sent me three picks. I didn't need a pizza.
That is true. That is
Can't
true.
Can't believe it.
I needed to be bought. That is true. Yeah.
The Texans were like sending pizzas to teams in the first round, and they're going, guys. You can't use Papa John's pizza as barter here. You can't do that. The league actually will not allow you guys to trade for pizzas.
Yeah, I can't have Adam Schefter's not going to read out the Texans receive a first round pick from the Chargers for three meat lovers and extra garlic sauce. He's not going to read that off his phone.
No. He might. I would have done that trade. I would have done the deal. All right. Would you rather have three meat lovers pizzas or Justin Herbert?
Both will make me sick, but at least the pizza will probably taste good going down.
Justin Herbert is better than Tua. I am just praying that Justin Herbert is better than Tua.
The only way he's better than Tua is if Tua, which I guess is possible, doesn't play because of injury. The only way.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. Okay. Oh, my God.
Let me ask you something, John.
He'd be a great, great quarterback, Justin Herbert.
Through all the Herbert things, did you ever hear anyone go, man, I watched Herbert play against so-and-so, and he was great?
Yeah, his last.
No, he wasn't great in his last game.
No, his last game.
Not his last game. The two games before that, he was pretty damn good.
He was, as a runner, but as a thrower of the football, he was throwing for under 200 yards.
That's what you do now. Oh, I don't know if you heard. Oh, racist. You haven't heard
racist?
Quarterbacks run now.
How did I say, racist. Why is that racist?
Racist. Quarterbacks. Everybody's got to be a pocket passer.
I didn't
like
say pocket passer.
Okay, as soon as you break out of the pocket, you die.
See,
okay.
You can deflect, but has anyone said, man, Justin Herbert was really great in that game? Did you hear that at any point?
Yes, I heard it
just about every week. That's a lie. It's a lie. That's a lie. Yeah. That's my
biggest
thing.
Nobody even
him.
Yesterday. Herbert, they go, oh, man, look, this kid had a great – no, the great potential is there. they caught themselves going, he had a great game. No, potential. That's all it is. It's all Herbert is. And there's no, there, nobody used an actual reference point for, hey, this is why he's going to be good.
He's big, he's strong, got the arm, he's prototypical, blah, blah, blah. But nothing about, yeah, when I watched him play against Stanford, he really, he had a great performance. He looked great out there. None of that.
Well, yeah, I saw all kinds of stuff like that.
That's a lie.
Yeah. No. I saw it. It was
Did Justin Herbert bribe you with the pizza, too?
No, Justin Herbert is one of the great quarterbacks of all time, and you passed on him. Congratulations.
Duck sausage.
So did the Bengals. How could they have done that? Passing on one of the great quarterbacks
of
all time.
Bengals are stupid. Well, not the Bengals.
Oh, what? Wait a minute.
Wait, Joe Burrow?
No,
come
but
on.
Justin's so
that's
great.
That's a whole different deal. Mm-hmm. That's a
whole
different deal.
Joe Burrow, soft ass. Going, now he likes Skyline Chili. Get out of here, Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's take a look at Justin Herbert's game log.
Go ahead.
Let's see. Let's take a look at it.
Go ahead. Look at it.
They won't put it. They got him in Chargers. They won't even put it down.
You can
They're
type in
scared.
Justin Herbert.
No, Justin Herbert
stats.
Scrubbed it. Justin Herbert and his agency. You know how agents will scrub social media posts? They had Google scrub box scores. They're like, look, we got to hide all these box scores for Herbert because it's all about potential. We can't focus on the past. We have to worry about the future. So can we delete every single box score from his college career?
Jerks. All right, 744 ESPN 97.5. So you gotta be defensive line for you guys, right?
Yeah, D line for me.
I would think so. I would lean pass rusher if one existed that they could grab, but the likelihood of one being there, it's not a great draft for that. So I would.
And apparently, Gross Matos isn't a great guy, so there's no way they could draft him.
Yeah, I heard that too. That he's not the greatest of guys.
Not the greatest guy. So. We got to do that. Jack Easterby just vetoed him. Stamp. He got the stamp. He got the veto stamp. Okay? Now, no Gross Matos because you got to be. What if he's Muslim? Can't have that.
Wasn't he involved in the hazing thing, too?
Can't have that.
You remember that story that came out about Penn State? They're hazing underclassmen? He was He was one of the names mentioned, I believe.
Ooh, yikes. Yikes. No, we're not doing him that. Yep. Not going to have him on our team. 745 ESPN, and they were doing ugly things to those guys, weren't they?
Very ugly.
Yeah. Really ugly.
Yeah. Oh, no, we don't want that. We actually really don't want that. 745 ESPN. I'm with Easterby on this one.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Did you guys see what was going on at Mike Vrabel's house?
Dude, that's the house to be at.
I know. Vrabel was just like, let's get as weird as possible.
Look, when you get to the AFC Championship game, you break away from Bill O'Brien, your actual plan works out that early in your coaching career, you can do whatever the hell you want. You can have your son dress up as Titan Man. Have a guy that looks like he's taking a dump in the background, but he really wasn't. Turns out he was just sitting on a bar stool. You can do all of that. Yeah. Like you can have the weirdest house ever when you are that successful.
It does look like he's dropping a deuce. And that,
yeah, it does.
Yeah. But there was a girl in a reflection. It's just a mirror. And there was a girl in there earlier. So that's not a toilet. And that's just a mirror that showed some guy sitting. But it looks like he's on his phone with his head down. And it's all you can see is a bare leg. He's got shorts on, but it looks like he's in position to be dropping a deuce. But he wasn't.
And that was the fourth weirdest thing.
What's the guy with the tight, with the head thing on and the tights? Is he Titan Man? And then
he looks like a Green Man. Yeah,
right. It's but he had shorts, long shorts on. You didn't do that, which you should have done.
No, and then there was
the mullet guy that was standing there as well. There was a lot of weird stuff going on at Vrabel's house. Did you see Cliff's house?
Cliff's house.
Man.
That was the biggest flex of the night. You had players. Honey Badge tweeting about it, going, damn. That's why they couldn't afford me. That was the prettiest house I've seen. That was everything you want in a house.
Yeah, I mean, it was really totally sweet. And Jerry's was a little weird. I guess that's his movie room, or I guess.
No, that was his yacht. He was on the yacht.
He was on his yacht.
He was on his mega yacht. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of sweet. It's kind of pretty sweet. But Cliff's, holy crap. And he's got his short pants on, his culottes like you like to wear, with no socks, and his nice stylish shoes. And he's, you know, in a pristine house with a backyard that looks like it's like a palace. And he's just, I mean, what? Holly Saunders, you messed up, girl. You're with that dude in Vegas. You messed up, girl. But you could still be having
somebody
that Cliff.
Somebody put what does it look like Cliff does for a living? And I just want to quote tweet and just put everyone, because that dude is
it's
living a
Cliff.
Life right now.
It
yeah,
is good to be Cliff. Okay, wow. Yeah, he's hit. There's no question. Cliff's getting it. You want to go play for Cliff, right? I mean, is that not the coolest NFL coach?
How about he went from Bill O'Brien to Cliff? D-Hop did.
Oh, right? How about that? No, D-Hop's like, look at my man. Look at the house. Now, this is football right here.
He went from, you suck too! You suck too! Yeah. To, hey, man. Hey, look, hey, if you want to bring a phone in the meeting, bring a phone in the meeting. It's okay. You want to wear fashionable stuff? Look at my pants. Come on. Who cares? Come on. Just do it. It's all right. We love the players here.
Right. Why are you grading? Okay, on the rundown, why is it grading out Lance's final mock draft? Why are we doing that? Okay.
We're going to do that when he comes on.
We're going to do that. Oh, he had Andrew Thomas going to the Dolphins.
He was so insistent on tackle to the Dolphins. I said, all right, fam, we'll see. No.
Okay. Everybody else had Tua to the Dolphins. Oh, Lance, you got a little bit. No, a little bit. The Cowboys, they got CeeDee Lamb, was pretty good. Good for them.
Yeah, and they.
Yeah.
How
about CeeDee Lamb?
They snatched. Well, surprise, surprise, Jerry took a Big 12 player. He loves those guys. But, snatching him out of the grasp of the Eagles, because apparently the Eagles wanted him. So they wound up with, I think, Jalen Reagor from TCU. But the Eagles need a wide receiver, and the Cowboys are like, nah, you know, I know we have Michael Gallup and Amari Cooper, but CD in the slot, we like that too. So that's it. That's a nice wide receiver core for a quarterback they don't have really under contract yet, but we assume that gets done.
Andrew Thomas went first. The Browns got Jedrick Wills, who Lance thought was the best of them, so that's a pretty good pick. The Jaguars went Jaguar, although they did get Kayvon, which was nice. Which I'm pretty sure the commissioner called him Kayvon.
Yeah, he did. Commissioner didn't have a great night with names.
No,
he didn't get Tua's last name right, which is a little difficult. He called him Kayvon Chaseon.
So the Jags get C.J. Henderson and Kayvon, which is pretty good. That's a pretty good night.
They
got better.
I think Chaseon's going to be one of the best players, like non-quarterback. I'm not counting quarterbacks because of the most impact. But if anybody after that, I love Chaseon. And the fact that he's going to the Jags is like, man, really? You're going to just add more defensive talent there?
If Brian Burns can play 4-3 defensive end, Chaseon can too. I wonder if he had gone to 3-4 D, maybe that would have been his best fit. But I mean,
yeah, I agree. He's tall, he's lean, but he puts more weight on.
Yeah, I mean, listed at 6'4", about 250 right now.
Yeah, he needs to put that. If he's playing in the 4-3, he needs to definitely put some more on. Or if he's going to be the outside linebacker, then that'll be fine. But he's a good athlete, bro. He was, you know, we'd seen some. Who was the tall, thin LSU defensive end, Dell, that was not all that?
Mingo?
No, not Mingo.
Montgomery?
Just a couple of years ago. Anyway, he, you know, it was like, oh, you know, overrated. Not really as good. Kalevon lived up to it last year. He's got great pass rush skills. He's got a lot of good moves, and he'll learn even more at the NFL level. He's going to be good. I hate him in the division. Seeing him twice a year, Deshaun ain't going to like it. I'm telling you.
Deshaun
ain't going to like it much at all.
I was also happy Kenneth Murray. I know he's going to get drafted at some point, but when he was officially taken, I was like, okay, good. He's officially gone. I'd never want to see Kenneth Murray again. Because that dude is a freaking playmaker, and he ruined a lot of Texas teams. So I'm happy he's officially gone. Can't come back now, buddy. Sorry. Get out of here. We don't need you anymore. Kenneth Murray's going to be awesome for the Chargers. Chargers, man, that's a sneaky team. And I know they added Herbert. They're doubling down on quarterback, and they get to develop Herbert. But Chargers just adding more defensive talent.
Yeah.
The DN you're talking about is Arden Key, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Key.
Arden Key.
Yeah, the Chargers got – that's a team that, despite the record, that's a team that has plenty of talent on the defensive side of the ball. Their weapons on offense are good. I don't know how long they'll roll with Tyrod Taylor at quarterback, but that's a team that probably should be contending for a wild card spot if they can find any type of consistency at quarterback, because you look at both sides of the ball – that they're far more talented than the sixth spot in the draft.
Yeah, they're they're going to be. And you know what? Maybe Herbert will bring a little bit of excitement to them. Winning will certainly help moving into it. Is there a stadium done? Because we're having problems since this happened.
Well, there's a chance they're still playing in the Galaxy Stadium.
Wow.
Yeah, because there's a chance. Now we kept seeing shots of. Now, that stadium is moving along. They actually got it so those guys can still work on the stadium through the pandemic, so we'll see. But you see, we kept seeing the shots of the Death Star, or at least the black version of it, in Vegas. Yeah. That place, Allegiant Field, I think is what it's called. It's impressive. It's just out in the middle of nowhere because it's a desert out, and it's not on the Strip. But, I mean,
it's not far from the Strip.
That's
though.
True. Yeah, because I was there. I was in Vegas in August. It's not that far, but there's not a lot around it currently. I'm sure they'll build up stuff around it just like you would in any other stadium. But that, at least from the outside, that place looks really impressive. But, yeah, I was in L.A. Right along that same time frame when I saw that stadium. And when I was flying in, you could see that the L.A. stadium being built. And it was still pretty much just a skeleton of it. It looked far along. But that was in August. Yeah, they still have till September. But I think it's going to be pretty tight.
Yeah. They'll get there. You know, even if it's, you know, it's fall. You know, stuff is falling on people's heads. That's all right.
No,
that's fine.
They're not looking for that. That's a bad way to open a stadium.
But if it happens, it happens. What are you going to do?
They're going to have people wear masks and hard hats.
Yeah. Yeah. 758.
Unfortunately, the Chargers. Yeah. Sorry. Unfortunately, the Chargers are going to have to change in a tent. Because they forgot to do their locker room. They're like, guys, can you just change in this tent, please?
No biggie. Change. Who cares? 758 ESPN 97.5. Lance will join us in an hour right here on ESPN. Don't you go anywhere.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.